As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There is an attempt to oust Frank White as the Jackson County executive. There are multiple Jackson County legislators that have been trying to do this. They have now asked Missouri Attorney General to investigate Frank White, and recall petition signatures were submitted yesterday. I'll let you handle this for the start because you actually interviewed with Dana Wright yesterday, one of the legislators that's involved in this, and we can get to the stadium impact. This is a sports show, so we'll talk more about the stadium impact than some of the other stuff, obviously.
I did talk to one of the councilmen who are on a part of this, but they referenced to the AG like, hey, investigate this guy. It was a 4-pronged thing. They said, Frank doesn't show up to the job. That was problem one. They just said he's never there. And that the person who represents him in these meetings is like, I don't know where he is. They claim he's too busy managing the Monarchs. But they just say he doesn't show up to job enough. They say he's not offering enough tax stuff or that he's supposed to legally through the state as it relates to the personal property taxes. And then there's a couple of other things that they don't think he's doing a very good job on. It's a 4-pronged thing that they're saying. They are also simultaneously, there is a recall thing in an attempt to just get him kicked out that way. It's a full court press. They're trying multiple avenues to get Frank White out. I am convinced that part of this is because of the property tax stuff, him not working with the legislator, and all of these run-ins we had. This doesn't this sound very similar to the way that it worked from the stadium end, and that he has become almost impossible to deal with on that as well? And I think Jackson County realizes one very important thing, that if the Royals and the Chiefs are going to choose their stadium site in the next 2.5 months, that it will not be in Jackson County if Frank White's in charge. Yeah. Now, the councilman said it'd be hard for anybody based on the current mess of Jackson County to get both the stadiums in there. But like, I think if Frank White's there, it can't happen.
Yeah. And then you had yesterday in a story from the Kansas City Star, Missouri's House Speaker was quoted as saying, I think more and more it's looking like Jackson County and Clay County are going to have to split the teams to make the deal work for both teams to stay in Missouri. That's the Speaker of the Missouri House saying that if you want to keep the Royals and Chiefs in Missouri, it's not going to be with them both in Jackson County. That means why there's maybe some momentum right now. That means the Royals probably in Clay County, and then the Chiefs in this scenario, if you want to keep them in Missouri, would stay at the Truman Sports Complex if they don't go to Kansas. This is still why I still believe splitting it one side of the state line, one on the other, is still my guess on what happens, Cody. But that's the Missouri Speaker of the House, who's heavily involved, obviously, with some of the financing conversations at a state level, telling you that, yeah, the one county supporting both teams thing, probably not happening anymore.
If we did a power ranking of the 5 least popular people in the city right now, is Frank White on it? Is Frank White one of the 5 least popular figures in the city right now?
100%.
He has a statue at the stadium.
Yeah, and he's ruined his legacy. That's unfortunately what's happened for him with decisions he's made on his own and his situation he's created away from the sports stuff as well. So, yeah, no, he's on that list now.
I think they legitimately understand that if they want to keep, I think specifically this is about the Chiefs, but if they want to keep the Chiefs in Jackson County, they need Frank White not holding things up anymore. And the problem is what they're claiming in this request to the AG. And by the way, it was like, hey, man, how long will it take for you guys? They're like, we don't know.
Time. Who knows?
So the recall thing would take longer because like you have to get it funded and you have to like recap. There's like just a million things. It's like a long process. The AG thing, like, I mean, based on history, they had like an attorney general in St. Louis who got kicked out via, I don't know. It sounded like the thing from Braveheart. They're like talking prima nocta. I don't remember what the name of the Latin term to get the person tossed off of it is now. But essentially it was, here's the term that an AG who's kicked off of, it was a sheriff deputy here locally. So like a public figure who's been voted on, they can kick out. We're essentially, some of them move pretty quick, like inside of a week or two. Some took a little bit longer because you're essentially asking the AG to investigate this and fire them for cause. Kick them out, right? So I don't know if they'll get it done in time, but it is wild.
It's getting very interesting. Getting very, very interesting. Knowing that the timeline for the Royals, the latest timeline at least, I should say, is June or July, that they would like to make their decision and have an announcement ready. So if that's true, if that's actually the real timeline, although we've heard multiple over the last year and a half, 2+ years, then yeah, time is ticking for sure.
That's the other thing. It's like, do we believe the timeline this time? We've been given a few from the Royals. I think that's like, clock's almost up. Like, I mean, clock's almost up on making the stadium decisions. How would you feel about a Jackson County? Like, let's say they built a new stadium at the old Kauffman site and the Royals were in Clay County. Can you live with that? Or would you prefer new stadium legends, Royals, Clay County? Let's say either one in Jackson County or zero. What's your preference?
Well, so, you know, for the Chiefs, I think a new stadium is the only path. I don't believe in renovating Arrowhead.
That's why I said a new stadium on the Jackson County.
And I know a lot of people disagree with me on that. We've given our reasons over and over and over. But I would prefer the Chiefs getting a brand new stadium. I don't think renovating that stadium makes any sense. I understand the emotional attachment to the building, but you can't make emotional decisions only. So I would say if you told me they were building a new stadium, then I don't care if they stay in Jackson County. I feel like we've made it very clear since this whole thing started. You live on the Missouri side. I live on the Kansas side. My entire life, I've gone to the Missouri side to see pro sport events. Would I want the Royals, would I want one of the teams on the Kansas side? It'd be great, sure. But I really, like deep down, as long as they're staying in Kansas City, I truly don't really care. There are a lot of people that are acting like they'll never go to another game again if one goes to this state side of the state line or stays on this side of the state line. And like, I'm not saying that there aren't some people that will hold to that. I still think a lot of people that say that are people that frankly haven't been to a Royals game in 5 or 10 years anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.